Welcome to the Viking Press Pass. This episode is brought to you with the help from Newbility. Newbility is your go-to IT partner offering tailored solutions in talent acquisition, infrastructure support, network reliability, and cutting-edge AI and machine learning. We help you stay ahead by turning technology into a strategic advantage for your business. Newbility, turning your challenges into powerful opportunities. I'm Matthew Nickel here. I'm the voice of Augustana football, and joining me today is the linebacker for the Vikings, Ruckus Hunkins. Ruckus, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me, Matt.
Well, hey, for those that maybe don't know you, tell us a little bit about yourself, and we'll start there.
For sure. Sounds good. I'm a fifth year for the Vikings. I play outside linebacker, and I'm a double major in physics and applied mathematics, and I guess that's really it.
So applied physics and mathematics. I mean, is that what drove you to come back for a fifth year? Did you need it just from a, you know, from a schooling perspective, or did you come back just to knock some more heads this year?
We came back just to knock some heads. Yep. Just to play football for another semester. I couldn't leave it behind.
Absolutely. Well, you know, anytime you take that last snap, you wish you always had another one. So,
oh yeah, for sure.
So what's the balance of like the academics, you know, in football? What's that looking like this year as opposed to like, you know, seasons past?
So this year for me, I'm taking one 4-credit class, and then with the COVID rules and everything, like all I have to do is be a part-time student here at Augustana, and I could play for a fifth year. So I just have my one 4-credit class, and I'm playing football right now. So I got a bunch of free time on my hands, so I'm just trying to fill it up doing other things and other hobbies. But last semester was a little bit of a grind for me. I had like a 17 credit hour semester last year during a football season. So like that was completely different from this year, where I was swamped with schoolwork and everything. But yeah, for the most part, I've got a lot of free time. So I'm doing it, lifting, other hobbies and activity. I'm a big fisherman and hunter too. So like I go out and into the woods and do some cool stuff that way.
I like it. Well, you know, it's funny you say you had 17 like credit hours, you know, then, you know, you look at your bio and it's like, you know, 6 times Dean's list. So you've been able to find a good balance.
You know? I've been able to do it for the most part. I know last semester or last football season, it was especially hard because there's a little bit of an overload of class work. So like that was a tough semester for me, but for semesters past, like I've just been able to like figure it out and balance the school and the football side of things and really prioritize that being like a student athlete.
What are you filling your day in, you know, with, you know, kind of during the week now? I mean, outside of that one class, are you spend a lot of time just like watching film, kind of doing mobility work? What are you doing?
Yeah, basically. So when I'm not in the classroom, so I only have an hour and 15 minute class Monday, Wednesday, Friday. So other times I'm spending time in the weight room, I'm studying film, I'm getting ready for the next week. And this week's a little weird because it is a bye week. So taking a little bit of a mental day off, but like I'm still like watching all the film for our next game against Wheaton. So I don't know. I've just been trying to fill the void up with just other activities and things to keep me busy.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I mean, it certainly doesn't hurt having 2 weeks going into Wheaton.
No, it definitely does not. It gives me time to prepare and like gives all of our guys who got some bumps and bruises in the Simpson game to really like get their bodies ready for the physical game. It's going to be Wheaton. It's always so physical every year.
Yeah. So, I mean, talk to me a little bit about from a defensive standpoint. I mean, you know, what's this defense going to be expecting, you know, next Saturday when we travel up to Wheaton?
So traveling up to Wheaton, there's going to be Wheaton's got a last year, I know prepping for Wheaton, we were more or less prepped for their run game because they do have that All-American running back and they had some studs at offensive line. And so I remember last year we really game plan against that and very loosely game planned for like a passing game, which we didn't expect them to have last year. So this year we're going into a better mindset about like what Wheaton has to offer passing down the field against us and against some of our coverages and what we're assuming to expect. But at the same time, we're also putting a heavy emphasis on the run game because they do have that All-American running back coming back.
Yeah, Giovanni Weeks is he's a stud. You know, he's a fifth year as well, and you know, but you know, as I was looking at Wheaton, actually have their box score in front of me when they played, you know, Oshkosh here. Mm-hmm. You know, Mark Forcucci, I think he's a, maybe he's a transfer quarterback, I think. Yeah, I mean, he passed for 232 and a touchdown. But he also had, you know, 15 rushes, you know, not a bunch of yardage, but I think that's what tells me, you know, one or two things. It's like he's either willing to try and pick up those other two or three, you know, yards when it's, you know, second or third and short, and, you know, or he's willing to run. And I think sometimes those dual threat quarterbacks, man, they can be tough, especially if you have a lot of tape on them.
For sure. We've talked about that a couple times in our meetings too, that this quarterback will run. And so we're combating that a little bit, but we're just trying to get as prepared as we can for this team. And it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm really every year I'm excited for this game because it's just always so physical, and it's just football, like, in the best form possible. It's just all physical, and who's better than who.
Absolutely. Now, so, I mean, you've built a really nice career at Augustana. I mean, you know, 115 tackles. You've played in, I think, all but maybe one game back in 2021. I know, like, last year you were second in tackles behind Tim Sweeney. I mean, what can we really expect from, you know, kind of the Vikings defense as we get into, you know, conference play?
When we get into some conference play, I'm really excited to see how we do have some younger guys stepping into roles, such as, like, Tim Sweeney. He left. He was an older team leader. And so we do have some younger guys filling in those roles in the defense, especially even with Chase Tatum and stuff like that. So I'm really excited for those guys to perform because they're more than capable of being able to perform at that level, if not higher. So I'm really excited to see how they fully develop into our run scheme and pass scheme. And right now it's looking really good for us. And just as long as we can keep everyone healthy and firing out, it's going to be a lot of fun.
You know, you mentioned health. Health has been a factor for the Vikings on both sides of the ball, you know, over the last couple of years. Yes, you know what, for some, you know, folks to come back even for their fifth year, you know, for that. But I think, you know, historically, the Viking defense is really, you know, designed around strong, like, linebacker play. Does that still feel, you know, pretty accurate, or how do you feel like the linebackers kind of fit in, you know, to the grand scheme of kind of how we approach things?
So, yeah, definitely the linebacker play is definitely really important. And we did switch up a couple things this year, and we have two, like, true inside linebackers, and then I'm playing that outside backer. But we do have some experience in the backfield. We have Johnny and Dakota and Darren Oregon out there, and then we have a sophomore, Braden Hootchin, who's stepping in, too, for another All-American from last year, Harper.
Yep.
So we have a lot of experience in our – back seven pass wise, and I think that's going to tie in some of the linebacker game and bringing in some of those younger linebackers again, and, like, they're flying around feeling really comfortable, and they have a lot of confidence in the guys behind us, because that's sometimes some of the hardest things to trust is the guys behind you that you can't see what's going on. Mm-hmm. So you just got to trust what they're doing. So we built that trust as a defense, and linebackers are stepping in as a role and definitely going to be a huge factor in our run game. Our defensive line sets us up just perfectly, so we'll have gaps to fill and get clear reads. And we have some experience up there too with Hugh Keeney and Josh Woodry up there. And it's just going to be a lot of fun. Just having a good time.
Well, and with Rondé, you know, moving, you know, from linebacker, you know, the last 2 years, mm-hmm. you know, down to that edge, you know, that's going to give us, you know, the ability to get some more pressure, you know, off the edge, where it's typically been Chase Tatum or Xavier Holley, you know, those folks. Yeah.
And one thing in common with all those guys is that they got speed, they can move, and they're strong. So.
Now, you know, this past Saturday, you know, we hosted and we beat Simpson, you know, a nice win right out of the gate. You know, what were maybe some takeaways, you know, defensively that you had from that game, and, you know, that you're maybe looking forward to either pushing forward into this next game, or what are some general takeaways?
Something really happy, or like I'm really happy about from the last game against Simpson, is the way that the defense came out and, like, started off the first half. We came out firing, like, ready to go, and, like, just our energy and overall, like, enthusiasm that first half. And then I'd say halftime is one of the biggest energies, or like biggest enemies of like energy and like motive, like momentum. So having that halftime break, and we came out a little bit slower, but like we were still flying around and held them only to a couple touchdowns. And so if we can get past that little hurdle of halftime, I'm really excited to see what we can do then. And I think all of us mentally know that that was there. And it's something that happens when you get up on a team and like you feel relaxed at halftime, but then you can't really be that relaxed when you hit the field again.
Yep.
Well, I think that's something with the defense that we learned. And so coming up into conference play, we can't do that anymore. And so I think we know that we've got that under control and we're ready to roll.
So this year, so you were selected as, you know, one of the six captains. Talk me through, how does that process, you know, of the nomination, how does that work?
So at the end of the spring, so after our spring football season, so the freshmen have been with us for almost a full year. What we do is with our coaches send out a survey. And you have to select like your number one pick, your number two pick, and all the way through six. And then you have a whole list of the entire team in front of you. So everyone goes online onto the survey and then they select it. And then whoever got the top six votes like gets in and are going to be our captains for the year. So it's purely just based off of the players and like what your team thinks of you and like how you're going to be able to help the team succeed.
Well, I mean, I think there's no better no better thing than being selected by your, you know, by your peer group.
It's a great honor. Like when that happened to me last year too, I felt like it was a great honor to be able to be selected as one of those guys to help lead. And like, it's a real honor to think that a lot of those guys think highly of you, and to be selected for that again was fabulous. It was awesome. Like just gets me ready and gives me goosebumps. I'm ready to play.
Yeah. Well, I know we've got six, you know, obviously including yourself, just tremendous, you know, men that are leading this team and, you know, high character, you know, athletes. And so definitely an honor, man. So congrats on that. I think it's pretty cool. So, you know, I've been asking everybody this so far, you know, it's like unfinished business, right? That's the motto this year. What's that mean for you?
So for me personally, like last year, we ended up with two losses to end the season, a loss to North Central, then a loss to Platteville. So I feel like the unfinished business for me is that we need to go out there and try to our best to win a CCIW championship. And that's going to be tough. We got the CCIW's got tough like opponents. We got some of the top dogs up there. You got North Central, you got Wheaton, and you got WashU. So those are the top three that like once you could overcome those, you could win a CCIW championship, and then or at least then top two and hopefully get that bid to go into the playoffs. And I feel like unfinished business for me is like I would like to go to the postseason and get a postseason win, and that would be awesome. For me, that's what our unfinished business is. And like last year, the way that we ended, I don't want to do that again.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's exciting, man. We have all the pieces. You know, I really feel like collectively, you know, this team has got, you know, it's got the makeup, it's got the blueprint, you know, to make it happen. And again, it's just going out and executing. And, you know, we returned, you know, one of the highest rosters, you know, in the CCIW this year. You know, we returned a lot of just high quality, high caliber, you know, athletes. And so certainly looking forward to that. Now, what's been maybe like your most memorable moment or game? Is there a highlight that sticks out to you at all?
Yeah, I would say my most memorable game was probably going down to St. Louis last year and beating WashU. For doing that for the first time in program history, and to just beat a really good WashU team in a really competitive like game where just every cylinder was firing for that game. And I remember even making a couple plays during that game that I remember watching back the broadcast that the announcers were saying that those were going to be pivotal moments in the game. And it just showed out And it was just a lot of fun. That was a really great moment. And I hopefully make a lot more memories of like that this year.
You know, prior to, you know, coming in to talk to you today, you know, I was just looking at some different games. It's like, you know, you had 9 tackles versus North Central last year. You know, you led the team in tackles in the Isthmus Bowl game with 12. You know, had a team high, you know, 12 tackles against North Park. But then I look at it and I say, man, that interception on senior day as a sophomore.
Oh, that was pretty cool too.
Yeah,
my coach actually the other day we were talking about interceptions and he goes, Ruckus, how many do you have? And I was like, just one. I got one. But that was pretty cool. Hopefully to have a couple more this year, but that was a pretty cool moment. And then again, the Isthmus Bowl and North Central last year playing as well as I did, flying around and just making tackles. Like, even though those games like didn't end with the scoreboard the way we wanted it, those were still like, it's fun being out there with your dudes and just flying around and making tackles. But yeah, definitely what stands out to me is like, even though I didn't have like the team high tackles for the Wash U game, or I think I had one pass breakup on the goal line. That was a pretty pivotal play in that game. And just like having the feeling that everyone around you has like this enormous energy and all firing on the same cylinders. And like, you almost could, when you're out there as a defense, you could almost think, you know, what the person next to you is thinking and the person behind you and person in front of you, and like, just all gels together. And that happened for the Wash U game. And that was just great that we could pull a win out of that and put ourselves in the history books of beating Wash U for the first time in program history. And yeah, that was just pretty cool. Some of my favorite.
You know, I traveled down there for that game. Probably one of the best games I've been to in a long time. So I'm actually dragging my wife and both our kids up to the Wheaton game Saturday. Cause it's like, you know what? I don't want to miss it because I think it'd be a great game. And I haven't been to Wheaton in a long time. Mm-hmm. But I was like, you know, if this is a playoff game, I mean, this is the biggest game week one, you know, in conference play, you know, that's going to be for us. And it's like, you know, take care of business there. Things can look pretty darn good, you know, as we head through the season. I mean, still again have Wash U and, you know, Matt Eck and North Park is looking pretty darn good to get things going. So, you know, they're kind of a sneaky, talented team. You know, then after we have, you know, North Central and Wash U. So we have to go back down to Wash U, I think, this year. So
yep, we do.
So it's like, all right, got to do it again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's tough playing that far away from home. But, like, yeah, just if we have a game like we did last year, we shouldn't have a problem. But
defensively, yeah, you know, who's been, you know, kind of elevating their game, or, you know, has really kind of stepped up, you know, both kind of in, you know, as we're going into week one and then even just kind of coming out of week one against Simpson, you know, who do you feel like has really kind of elevated, you know, their play here in on the defense?
I would say, the weak inside linebacker Luke Willis has, over the last, I would probably say last year, I've seen crazy amounts of improvement from him. And then even still, when he came into this summer camp this year, he was flying around, he was making the plays, he really developed his game mentally for football. And like, he's just flying around and making plays. I think he's probably one of the guys that's impressed me the most this season on the defense. Some other guys that could be on that list are people that are filling in for those pivotal roles that we had from other players last year. So when we had Hogan and Gustafson step in for that role that like Chase left behind, and Rondé as well, super proud of them. And Jack Serta was another guy that's been stepping in for those like defensive end roles. So those four dudes have been really impressing me a lot. It's a tall order to go and like replace one of those guys like Chase Tatum, but I think they're doing it collectively as a group, and it's just really impressive to see. And then even our middle inside backer Dylan Burton too, he's becoming a student of the sport, and that's what you'd like to see. And he's starting to develop his mental game, and physically he put so much effort in the offseason. Like, I'm just really impressed with all those guys.
Yeah, I mean, gosh, Dylan and Luke, you know, definitely look good. And I remember you know, I called Jack's Serta's, you know, name a few times, you know, mm-hmm. last Saturday, and obviously, you know, Hugh Keeney, you know, he made a few pancake tackles there. So, you know, the other one that I didn't have, you know, much kind of insight to, but, you know, sophomore Caden McShaw, when he came in there towards the end of the second quarter, the athleticism, I mean, he had that interception, you know, playing that boundary corner for, you know, I think a series or two. You know, he looked really good as well.
He had a great tackle too. I remember that too as well. Yeah, he, for him to come out as a sophomore and just like have that confidence and be able to play like that, that is really impressive, especially having not touched the field yet, to be able to come out there and start making plays, that takes something else. So I was really impressed by him too. Honestly, I'm impressed by a lot of guys. I love them. So it's my team. I love them.
Absolutely. No, I mean, top to bottom, tons of talent. So, you know, I always said, you know, kind of going into this year, like, you know, if there's an aspect of the defense, you know, that we can really kind of hang our hat on and really rely on, right, it is the strength in our secondary, you know, outside of, you know, Dakota and Johnny, Darren and Braden. But it's like you still have Kobe Split that can come in. You know, he did really well. You still have Michael Alvarado that can come in. You have Caden McShaw, obviously a new name. So, you know, that helps you, you know, just from a pure – execution standpoint, you know, and that trust of like, you know, you can do what you need to do and don't need to try and like split coverages and play a little bit tighter on those out routes and, you know, some of those things you're doing kind of within coverage. So, physics and applied mathematics major.
Yeah.
What does that mean? It's like outside of like the Big Bang Theory, off my extent of it, you know, what's kind of your plans, you know, after college, and, you know, have you been doing any internships in the summer and kind of what's some of that stuff look like?
So right now I'm sort of still in the process of figuring it out. I think some of my professors have been trying to get me to push the grad school route, but I sort of want to get a job first, and then hopefully that job can then translate to me going back to grad school. But I'd like to get out into the real world to get some experience. So I'm looking at engineering and research and development jobs right now. But yeah, that's basically what it is for me. And my applied math degree, I could do a lot of things with that. And my physics just adds to that too. So I came in originally as a physics major, but then I was taking enough math classes. I was like, I might as well do the applied math major as well, because that would look good on my resume. But so I feel like I have the capability to do a lot of things. And so I'm just sort of focusing on football for now. And then once that's over, I'll have some time to go figure out what I want to do.
That's great. Growing up, you know, because I know, you know, in high school you wrestled. Mm-hmm. Growing up, you know, did you always play linebacker, or what other, you know, what other spots did you play?
I guess when I was like back in TCYFL or youth football, I played a little bit of offensive line and middle linebacker. That was my spots. And then high school, I think I got my first varsity start in high school as a safety, as a strong safety. But then I started to put on some weight and some size. So then I got moved to outside linebacker. And then my senior year, my coach trusted me to command the defense as our middle linebacker. So I played mainly just defense my whole life, though. I've actually never scored a touchdown. Ever, like TCYFL, high school, college ball, I've never scored a touchdown. So hopefully I can make something happen this year. But so I've been purely a defensive player my whole life. I think that's sort of been with my mentality, like wrestling all the way through high school and everything. It's just been super aggressive, and like, and I just always fit in with that defensive mentality rather than an offensive standpoint.
Yeah. Pick six, I guess, has to happen this year, right?
Pick six, a scoop and score or something. It's my last year to make it happen.
Anything. You know, was there ever, you know, any linebackers that you really like to follow kind of growing up, or like, hey, I want to model my play, you know, after them? Has there been anybody that really kind of stood out to you, or?
At like the professional or collegiate level, or just anything?
Anything, really.
I remember having a great linebacker that was a year older than me in high school that I sort of wanted to follow. His name was Michael Teleski, but I remember looking up to him when I was younger in high school, and like, he was a great linebacker for high school, and he's just as like fast and demanding and physical. And so I tried to replicate that in high school. And then, I mean, you always got, I grew up watching tapes of like Ray Lewis and Luke Kelechki or whatever his last name is.
Yeah,
those guys are great. And they're so smart and just so demanding on the field. And like, so those are some guys that I used to watch while growing up and really try to model my play after.
Now, those are two studs. So
yeah,
those are two studs. Okay. So at the home games, you know, Augustana, the fans, the parents, they're pros at tailgating.
They're pros, professional.
Absolute pros. And, yeah, you know, tailgating on the road, also professional. So, who has some of the best post-game meals that I need to go check out?
Oh, so you got to go to Mrs. Bardwaj. She will grill up anything that you ask for. She just like, she also has the drinks as well, but she does some things that is awesome. Cook it on the grill, anything. My mom makes a huge platter of food usually every time we go there. I know the last time I was there, Dakota Strait's dad had grilled some brisket or smoked some brisket. And that was fabulous. He had me try that. It was just absolutely delicious. I'm trying to think. Honestly,
was it Dakota's dad that brought the smoker up to the Isthmus Bowl game?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe it could have been that, or I don't know. That could have been. I know a couple of the parents will do that, and like I haven't had all of it yet. I haven't had made enough time. Usually after games, I'm pretty tired. I just sit down with my parents and like enjoy myself. But yeah, no, I know a bunch of people do it, so I don't know if that was him or not.
Yeah, I can remember. I can't recall either. Because as soon as they were kind of pulling in and getting set up, I had to go inside and kind of get ready for the call. So well, really outside of that, who's been maybe someone who's been like super like influential, you know, like in your life?
I would say my parents, especially, because like they're always pushing me to do like be excellent in everything I do, whether it's on the field, in the classroom, or anything in those standards. Ever since I've been a high schooler, and in high school I wasn't the best student, but they tried their best. But when I got to college, they've helped me realize that what I have to do in order to be successful, and how to grow up and be like a proper like a man and like a gentleman and stuff like that. So I'd really contribute that to a lot to my dad and my mom. And yeah, it's probably some of the most influential people in my life.
You mentioned before that, you know, you like to be outdoors, hunting, yeah, fish. All right. What do you generally like to fish for? And then generally, what do you like to hunt for?
I would say I'm a big bass fisherman. So I've fish some tournaments here and there, and try to get on a boat whenever I can, but I'll fish for anything. I've got photos of me with big flathead catfish. I've got photos of me with walleye, sunfish, crappie, just you name it, I'll try to catch it. But then I would say my favorite kind of hunting right now, my absolute favorite's got to be turkey, but then a close second's got to be deer. So
now, those, shotgun or bow?
Bow. Yeah. Try to find some time and some areas to shoot it when, like, because season's coming up here in October. So I've been scouting some land. That's what I've been doing a lot with my off time, is there's some public land near here that I'll go in the mornings and scout and hang around if I got nothing to do, school wise or football wise. But yeah, I'm just getting pumped and getting geared up and ready for season.
I like it. I know I was actually just telling my wife, I'm like, we don't have anything to do tonight. We can either go to the Davenport North football game, that's the, you know, I coach their youth flag football team. It's like, or we can go do some walleye fishing on the Mississippi. It's like, or we can go grab some crappie out of Lost Grove. I was like, there's a few things we can do tonight. So
yeah,
see what the boys are up to, because yeah, both are near dear to my heart. So
oh yeah, so that's a tough, you got a coin flip for that one.
Absolutely. Well, hey, we'll appreciate you jumping on today. You know, get a chance to talk, you know, talk to you a little bit more. And, you know, we still got a week, just North Central and Aurora. You know, they're the only CCIW game, on this Saturday. So I know many folks will be kind of watching that game.
That should be a good game too, because Aurora's got they got quite the team too.
They do, and North Central's traveling to Aurora, and Trey Madsen, who's their all-time touchdown leader, transferred to North Central from Aurora.
Oh.
So that'll be interesting to see, what it's like going up against his old team, and having Luke Landon 30 is not a bad thing either.
So. Yeah, no, it's not.
Enjoy your weekend. Thanks for connecting, and I'll certainly be up there at Wheaton next Saturday. So I'll say hello and good luck next week.
For sure. Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Turn that off and stop.